Yeah, it's Willie Rennie, leader of the Scottish Liberal Democrats. Yeah, it's important that as we are only a few months away from the Scottish election campaign, that we set out a very clear message about what Liberal Democrats are for. And Tim Farron is up as a very positive, vibrant leader who is going to help me put that message out both in Edinburgh but also in Fife, which are two really important areas for us. And it's a message that even with a small team of Liberal Democrats in Holyrood, we punch well above our weight. We make a big impact on issues like extra funding for nurseries, the issue about challenging the government on the police centralisation, but also making sure that we challenge the SNP to ditch their plans for standardised testing in schools. You know, with just a small team, it's amazing what we do. Just imagine if we had more Liberal Democrat MSPs in the Scottish Parliament, what we could do. And that's what Tim Farron's going to help me get across today. Well, I'm on the doors several times a week. I was knocking on doors on Saturday again to listen to people and their concerns. And there are two important things that are happening. One is that people who voted yes in the referendum don't feel compelled to vote for the SNP as they may have done last May, because they know the SNP have got an increasingly poor record of running public services in Holyrood. But also there are people who thought about, well, they voted for Liberal Democrats on numerous occasions in the past and are now thinking that they will return to them. And I think, let's just do that one again, actually. That's a bit wrong way around. I'm on the doorsteps several times a week listening to people and their concerns. And what I'm finding now is that people who perhaps voted yes in the referendum, felt previously compelled to vote for the SNP, are now thinking about the Liberal Democrats because they're fed up with the way that the SNP are running public services in Scotland and want a positive alternative, a Liberal alternative, and that's why they're backing us. But there are also people who voted Liberal Democrat in the past, didn't like the coalition and our association with the Conservatives, but are now returning to us because we're no longer in that coalition with the Tories. So there are two groups of people that are going to the Liberal Democrats that gives me great confidence for the elections next May. Do you think that coalition has damaged the Liberal Democrats in a long-term way? Oh, there's no doubt that it damaged us in the recent elections. But I think now that we're no longer in that coalition, people are returning to us. They know that what we need in Scotland are strong Liberal voices who stand up for civil liberties, stand up for good public services, investing in education to give everybody an opportunity, no matter what their background. They want that kind of tough, radical, Liberal centre ground option, and that's why they're backing the Liberal Democrats. Well, he's a great communicator, Tim. He's a good friend. I know he's built a very strong Liberal Democrat presence in the Lake District. He understands Scotland very well, and he's such a great communicator that I know he'll get our message across about that radical Liberal centre-ground offer of investing in education, standing up for our civil liberties. I know he's going to get that message across because he's such a powerful campaigner. I'm an eternal optimist. I know that we can grow and improve our chances. And I know with Tim Farron and our great team of candidates, we've got a great chance of doing so.